out a house when they add up 2 or 3 feet high and cover it with dirt and straw, and then have a little door in the front of it where you can get in there and get the potatoes out as you need them in the winter, you know.
Cover them with, put straw in the bottom and then put, just pile all your potatoes in?
No, you wouldn't put too many in one bank, because if you pile them up real,
they'd
go through a heat and rot. But you'd have, if you had a lot of potatoes, you'd have several different banks in it.
Mm-hmm. So you maybe just have one layer of potatoes and then the layer of straw?
Right. Then over the top, keep frost or anything, or it freezing under there. You would have dirt and straw in this top roof, I guess you might call it. Because if they freeze, if it gets cold enough in there for them to freeze, they're not any more good, you know.
Because you just need to keep sweet potatoes like that.
Right. The others, you kept them under the house.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever remember people raising cotton? Or was that, you said that was before your...
I remember seeing a lot of it raised around here. And I tried to pick some one time, just about as far back as I remember. But we never did grow it.
Do you remember what people would call it when they'd go out with the hoe and try to thin the cotton out?
Chopping cotton.
Okay. What kind of grass would be growing in the cotton field that they'd
want to
get rid of?
Sandspurs. The reason they want to get rid of them was to keep them from the sandspurs from maturing and seeding out, you know, and being so bad when you're trying to pick them.
Sandspurs, those little burr type things?
Right.
Get on
them? Yeah.
Any other grass that would grow in a cotton field?
Yeah, there's all kinds I suppose would grow in there. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember anything else that they was especially wanting to keep out. Mm-hmm. Because by the time the cotton matures, you know, with the grass is pretty heavy in there.
And talk about cotton or corn growing in a field. What about, say, sweet potatoes? What would that grow in? Would you call that a field or?
They used to call it a patch.
Okay. What's a patch?
It's a small field that's separated from the bigger field, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm. Does just one particular crop grow in the patch, or?
No, I suppose you could grow anything you want to do. Well, some of them call it in the garden. Mm-hmm.
What sort of things would you grow in a patch? Anything that particularly comes to mind?
Well, cane patch or potato patch or something of that nature would be about all I remember of is they call it a patch. Now your garden is a usual thing with something different, you know, something separate from the patch. They would grow all sorts of vegetables in the garden.
Mm-hmm. Any special name for vegetables that you grow yourself? You just call them vegetables, or do you use a word like a garden truck or garden sass or anything?
No, they would just call it your garden in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I own down the state, some of them call it truck farming and all this.